18 minutes, 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here. This is episode 4, Act 1, Scene 1. Today I'm going to play another person flying the craft. And as I said, I have quite a few. And after you've heard 15 of these, you'll realize everybody's telling the same story. The one I'm going to do today is one from my good friend Chris Bledsoe, who I met first in late 2012 at an event in Philadelphia. I had an experience with him in 2013 that convinced me that he was the real deal at his house. We've stayed in touch over all the years, and I think Chris has probably more answers to what's actually going on than anyone. Eventually I'll do stuff about the entities, who they might be, based upon what I've experienced and what Chris says. But today I'm going to play for you an interview I did with him, where he talks about flying the craft. And he actually flies the craft in the same place that he was taken in January of 2007. When I had first gotten the indication that people were flying the craft in 2013, I didn't know Chris had flown the craft, and at one point he mentioned that he had. I stopped him right there and I said, Chris, I need to phone you. I need you to start from the start. Go to the finish, tell me exactly what happened, exactly how does this work. And Chris identified exactly the same process that everybody else describes. You'll hear him talk about the fact that the craft is alive, it has a soul, he puts his hand on it, becomes one with the craft, and whatever he thinks is what the craft does. So here is my interview with Chris Bledsoe a number of years ago, where I asked him to describe the day that he flew the flying saucer.
When I walked up to the craft, from the outside, it's shaped like an egg. And it's faceted, but in the shape of a beehive. Now I'm looking at the outside of the craft. The skin, that's what the skin appears like on a tiny form, real little tiny, like honeycombs. But as it becomes alive, this craft, these honeycombs expand and get bigger. The little ones turn into big ones. Okay, so entering into the craft, there's this round area towards the front, and there's this pedestal that looks sort of like a raised area on this, near this console. It's like a pedestal. And on top of it is a beehive, half of a beehive, like half of a basketball size, that size, but not quite round. But it's kind of black carbon fiber texture on the outside, but in the shape of honeycomb. Everything's like a honeycomb, but micro, tiny. But when I laid my hand on it, they showed me to lay my hand on it. And I did, where my hand was turned into this deep purple violet color. And then it began to change that color. And it went through the purples and blues into the green. And then it got to this aqua color, like an aquamarine. The whole thing lit up, this pedestal. And it all happened in a very quick manner, you know, all in just put my hand on it, pull it away, it cycles colors, boom, it lights up in the inside of the glass, begin to light up. And that's when I see from the inside the same texture as on the outside of the glass. Millions of little tiny honeycombs begin to glow. Sort of like LED dots, that's how I would describe them, they're tiny. I'm looking at them in small scale, but then they begin to rotate, each one. They're like mechanical gears. You see it as a connection to the craft. The craft becomes alive, and it turns into this geometric, huge honeycomb shapes. All the little ones are gone now, they're great big. And then after all that startup process happens, all of them, just seconds really, is a part of me. If I look at something and I want to be there, that's where we go. And it keeps you, I mean, it leads you, it guides you, it's with you. I never seen a stick that you drive it by. It's always been just thought. And I had the greatest time going down the river, just shouting. I can see sitting cross-legged on the floor, looking through the front of the craft, and it's clear as glass. And I'm right down on top of the water, just screaming down the river. I went through the connection process, but it's surreal. The sound, the everything, all happens very quick. But you become a part of that machine. That metal is actually has a, like, almost like a soul to it. The craft does. Becomes maybe you into a machine somehow that's very intelligent.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.